Tempio Malatestiano. You are now standing in front of Tempio Malatestiano. The present cathedral of Rimini was so called in remembrance of Sigismondo Pandolfo Malatesta, Lord of Rimini from 1432 to 1468. Around the mid-1400s, he greatly transformed the then-existing building into the solemn forms and the characteristics of the Renaissance masterpiece we can still admire today. The temple is situated on the site of the Church of Santa Maria in Trivio, and from the 13th century on, that of Saint Francesco. The latter was decorated with paintings that have since been lost, apart from the crucifix by Giotto, which you can admire in the apse. It goes back to the beginning of the 14th century and is the artist's only work of art in Rimini. All the external stone covering, carried out between 1450 and 1460, is the work of the architect Leon Battista Alberti. The idea was that it should give solemnity to the Franciscan church, in whose cemetery many famous members of the Malatesta family were buried. The temple served for Sigismondo to realize his dream of magnificence and to bring together the relics of his family in a single place. Due to historical vicissitudes, however, the temple was left incomplete on his death. Work on the church began in 1447 and only foresaw two sepulchral chapels for Sigismondo and his third wife, Isotta degli Atti. Sigismondo then decided to operate on the entire church and entrusted the project to Leon Battista Alberti, who favoured a return to the Roman tradition. This can be seen quite evidently in the façade and on the sides which recall Augustus Arch and Tiberius Bridge. When you go in, you can see how the classical elegance of the exterior contrasts with the richness of the interior, that relates more closely to the style of the times at court. Matteo de Pasti and Agostino di Duccio worked with an almost pictorial sensitivity on the marble facings of the six side chapels. The subjects they dealt with lend themselves to various interpretations, from the exaltation of the love between Sigismondo and Isotta to philosophical theories. What emerges most, though, is the personality of the perpetrator. This can be seen throughout the interior decorations and is celebrated by Piero della Francesca in the fresco on the last chapel on the right, with the prince on his knees in front of Saint Sigismond. His, too, is the personality that stands out in the picture of Rimini in the Chapel of the Planets, the third chapel on the right, dominated by Cancer, Sigismondo's own zodiac sign. The construction obviously appears to be incomplete. Work was interrupted around 1460, caused by conflicts between Pope Pius II and Sigismondo, who was first of all excommunicated and then defeated and deprived of much of his state in 1463. It was thanks to Pius II that the cathedral got the reputation of a pagan temple, the building of which was added to many of Sigismondo's misdeeds, real or assumed. When you leave the cathedral, go back to Piazza Tre Martiri and turn left into Corso d'Augusto in the direction of Augustus Arch. Once there, listen to file number 7.